Going to be joined by Eric Krupe now on our Home Pools and Spas End Zone show. Farmington very impressive on homecoming night, 49-20 over a 3-1 Poplar Bluff team that was averaging over half a hundred in their last three games coming in. What were you most impressed with out of your team tonight?
Well, I love the way that we run the football. I love the way that our offensive line reset the line of scrimmage. They won the battle up front in the trenches. Couldn't be more proud of them for that, you know. And then defensively, we responded. They creased us on that very first drive. You know, but our kids responded, and ultimately, aside from that one last touchdown with our, you know, next unit in the game, you know, they only scored twice, and that's again explosive offense that has been putting up points against a lot of people. They ran the football very well against a lot of people. You know, they throw the ball very well. But again, I like our secondary. I like our backers. You know. I like the fact that we can get pressure and rush on a quarterback. You know, all those things help us and allow us to be successful.
You know, Poplar Bluff really never did stop you. It was self-inflicted stuff early. Two turnovers and three penalties. But once you cleaned it up, you guys were almost unstoppable.
Yeah, you know, it's not bad for a Johnny Junior High offense. You know, it's a pretty good offense that is being run very well right now by our offensive coaches. And couldn't be more proud of them. So, doing a hell of a job, and our kids are doing a hell of a job, and, you know, what you saw there is good football, controlling the line of scrimmage, and we just need to continue to do that.
I want to just go over some of the balance that you had tonight, because you almost had three guys with 100 yards rushing. Bodkin goes for 128, Harris at 103, Caden Files, your quarterback, had 94, and only three carries for Demond Guthrie, but, you know, he had 63 yards, and he thought what we had was the play of the game when he went Superman and jumped in from the four-yard line.
Yeah, I know he's an athlete. There's no doubt. Royce's an athlete. You know, we've got two good kids on the edge right there, you know, and they're a threat to go the distance, you know, every time they have the football in their hand, and that's a nice thing to have.
You know, you kind of mentioned it on our pregame show. Homecoming week is great, but it isn't perfect until you get the win. It's a nice capper.
Yeah, I think this is five in a row now, and we need to continue that streak. And, you know, of those five, three to four of them have been SEMO North opponents. And, again, when you talk about being able to beat teams like that over homecoming, it's a nice thing for our kids.
All right, let's talk SEMO North. You're 2-0, and we're going to hype it up. I don't have the final score for Jackson tonight, but I'm guessing it's going to be a pair of 5-0 teams. It's going to be a great challenge for you next week, but I have a feeling that you have the type of team that's really looking forward to it.
I would be disappointed if they weren't. I think they understand what's at stake. I think they understand the great opportunity that's in front of them. Not very often do you get this opportunity, but it is in front of them and it's staring them in the face, and they've just got to be able to take advantage of it. But I'm proud of them for getting to this point, and it's going to be a big football game next Friday night. We know the challenge that's in front of us, but our kids are going to give it everything they got.
All right, congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Farmington 5-0, happy homecoming tonight, 49-20 over Poplar Bluff. Back with more of your End Zone show coming up.